I'm here at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts in Paonia. Several musicians are getting ready for a concert. They will be playing piano concertos with string quartet. Local pianist Susan Ellinger, along with principal players from the Grand Junction Symphony, have formed a small ensemble. They've come together to play piano concertos from composers Haydn and Schumann. Here they are in rehearsal with Haydn's second movement keyboard concerto in F major.
Thank you.
That was pianist Susan Ellinger, along with several members of the Grand Junction Symphony, including Carlos Elias on violin. He also directs the strings and orchestra program at Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. Alicia Bean joins them on violin, Michelle Berry on viola, and Kristen Yoon on cello. The classical program at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts is in its second year. The program has showcased a variety of concerts that include some jazz, chamber music, and opera. Susan Ellinger is a classically trained pianist and is the artistic director for the program. She has helped to bring local and international artists to perform in the program. I spoke with the director of the Blue Sage, Annette Pretorius, about how Susan came to be involved.
Appropriate for a small town, I guess. One of our board members ran into her at the trading post. She was here just on vacation, discovered she was a pianist, was going to be here for a couple months, and asked if she wouldn't want to do some concerts at the Blue Sage, since the Blue Sage did a strategic plan and a community survey and identified classical music as a very high priority for the community. So the board member asked her if she would like to do some concerts, and they were so successful. And then we lost the piano that was originally here. And Susan said, well, if you find a piano, like, I can put a concert series together for you. So the community came up with $27,000 to buy the piano. And then additionally, we fundraised more for a salary for Susan to keep her here. So she's our artist in residence, and we help her live here. And in exchange, she directs the classical music program and finds all the musicians and makes it happen.
What have you learned about classical music? Just being here and being a part of putting this whole thing together.
It's a lot more exciting than I thought. My parents grew up listening to classical music a lot, so I was exposed to it as a child, but it's not something I would listen to get up and get going in the day. The more I'm learning about it, the more interesting it becomes and the more exciting it becomes, just at the opportunities there are. I mean, what they're doing in Venezuela right now, with El Sistema, they're literally, like, the government is funding music programs, classical music programs for underprivileged kids, because there is a class associated with classical music, and a lot of poverty is just not believing that you will get out of that situation. And so by putting these kids in the classical music programs, they're realizing, oh, I could come out of my poverty situation. And in addition, they're learning a very valuable skill. I mean, classical musicians are highly valued. They're learning to work really hard, and they're learning a strong group and team dynamic by having to play in an orchestra and listen to their members. And it's not like one person's better than the other. Everyone has to play equally and work together.
I spoke with Susan Ellinger about her early beginnings as a musician when she was a child.
I got started with music when I was super young. My mom started taking me to piano lessons. I showed an aptitude for it. I was into it, you know, because it was fun for me. It was kind of like doing math problems or something and figuring out. And I, at an even early age, kind of enjoyed sight reading stuff. Like, I would pull the books off the shelf and I would just sort of go through stuff and read stuff. It just was like reading books for me, you know, and I just really enjoyed it. So I think really the major key to my continuing involvement in music and success that I've had was my parents. They found the best teachers. They spared no expense. We didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up, but they spared no expense to get the best teachers, the best training, always, you know, setting up concerts and competitions, and then traveling as I got older and playing concerts all over the East Coast, and then, of course, great conservatory training. And I mean, since I was a pretty young kid, I wanted to be a pianist. I always sort of knew that was my path, and I never wanted to do anything else. And I love everything about it, from, of course, the music and listening to the music and playing the music, but also just the community and how classical musicians and the way they work together sort of brings us really close, and in a way that, you know, the relationships become really close, even though you may not know people very well personally, or, you know, you feel sort of bonded to them psychically and spiritually and emotionally just from the experience of playing, which is to me sort of mind-blowing, you know. Mm-hmm. it's just I feel so lucky.
Have you been surprised by the talent that is out here? And, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think that the Western Slope of Colorado would have all these amazing musicians.
I mean, I think I've been surprised at how many there are. I think I was sort of looking around and I expected to find a few, but not as many, certainly, as I have found. And then in Paonia, you know, of course, as I've gotten to know this town, nothing surprises me anymore. But at first I was really, you know, yeah, pleasantly and happily surprised. And I when I first came here, I did not think I would be really moving here so permanently and spending so much time here. And now, you know, there's less and less reason for me to go anywhere else. Because I love working here. I love doing my practicing here, and there's a lot of great collaborations that are starting to happen. So, yeah.
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you. What are sort of your highest hopes for this series, this classical series at the Blue Sage?
I think my number one greatest hope is that people give it a chance and open their minds to something that maybe is a new experience for them, or open their minds to something that they might consider to be for old people or stodgy or just too difficult to access for whatever reason they may not even understand. But to just give something a try, because I think that classical music sometimes gets a bad rap, and I think that it's good to transcend your sort of initial ideas about things. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm hoping is just to really have great artists come out here and do great performances that are accessible and programming that I think people will be interested in. And I think there's some deep spiritual beauty in this music that's maybe not totally right there on the surface, but with a little bit of effort and a little bit of open-mindedness can, I think, really enrich people's lives. So that's my hope.
So sometimes I like to ask people when I interview people during Talking Music what their guilty pleasure is. So I'd love to know what music you listen to that people might not expect.
I guess I really like to dance to popular music. So yeah, I'm definitely the kind of person who will put on some Prince in the house and jump around. I guess I like kind of 80s disco music. You know, that's certainly a guilty pleasure. And then I love like indie folk rock and indie rock from any era. You know how I love is Andrew Bird. He's a great songwriter and beautiful violin player.
Totally original. He does some really different stuff with his music.
And there's a video on YouTube floating around of him playing with Yo-Yo Ma doing some improvisation, which was, you know, I love that. I love it. Because Yo-Yo Ma's such a serious classical musician, but he's not. He's really done everything, you know, and collaborated across every genre and really works a lot in popular genres now.
And I've been speaking with local pianist Susan Ellinger, who is the artistic director for the classical program at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Allie.